wonder who,
who, who wrote the book of love.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter four you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. And it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who,
wrote the book of love.
The same way we made up the death penalty. We made them both up, sanctity of life and the death penalty. Aren't we versatile? And you know, in this country now, there are a lot of people who want to expand the death penalty to include drug dealers. This is really stupid. Drug dealers aren't afraid to die. They're already killing each other every day on the streets by the hundreds. Drive-bys, gang shootings, they're not afraid to die. Death penalty doesn't mean anything unless you use it on people who are afraid to die. Like the bankers who launder the drug money. The bankers who launder the drug money. Forget the dealers. You want to slow down that drug traffic, you got to start executing a few of these fucking bankers. White, middle-class, Republican bankers. And I'm not talking about soft American executions like lethal injection. I'm talking about fucking crucifixion, folks. Let's bring back crucifixions, a form of capital punishment that Christians and Jews of America can really appreciate. And I'd go a little further. I'd crucify people upside down. Like St. Peter, feet up, head down, and naked. I'd have naked upside down crucifixions on TV once a week at halftime of the Monday night football game. The Monday night crucifixions. You'd have people tuning in don't even care about football. Wouldn't you like to hear Dan Dierdorf explain why the nails have to go in at a certain angle? And I'll guarantee you one thing. You start executing, you start nailing one white banker per week to a big wooden cross on national TV, you're going to see that drug traffic begin to slow down pretty fucking quick. Pretty fucking quick. You won't even be able to buy drugs in schools and prisons anymore. Now, I don't care about capital punishment one way or another, because I know it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything except maybe satisfy a kind of biblical need for revenge. You know, if you read the Bible, you see that it's full of retribution and revenge. So really, capital punishment is kind of a religious ritual. It's a purification rite. It's a modern sacrament. And as long as that's true, I say, let's liven it up a little. I honestly believe if you make the death penalty a little more entertaining and learn to market it correctly, you just might be able to raise enough money to balance the stupid fucking budget. Balance the stupid fucking budget. And don't forget, the polls show the American people want capital punishment and they want a balanced budget. And I think even in a fake democracy, people ought to get what they want once in a while. Just to feed this illusion that they're really in charge. Let's use capital punishment the same way we use sports and television in this country to distract people and take their minds off how bad they're being fucked by the upper 1%. Now, unfortunately, Monday Night Football doesn't last long enough. What we really need is year-round capital punishment on TV every night with sponsors. Gotta have sponsors. I'm sure as long as we're killing people, Marlboro Cigarettes and Dow Chemical will be proud to participate. Proud to participate. Balance the stupid fucking budget. And let me say this to you, my interesting Judeo-Christian friends, not only do I recommend crucifixions, I'd be in favor of bringing back beheadings. Beheadings on TV, slow motion, instant replay. And maybe you could let the heads roll down a little hill and fall into one of five numbered holes. Let the people at home gamble on which hole the head is going to fall into. And you do it in a stadium so the mob can gamble on it too. Raise a little more money. And if you want to expand the violence a little longer to sell a few more commercials, instead of using an axe, you do the beheadings with a handsaw. Hey, don't bail out on me now, goddammit. The blood is already on our hands. All we're talking about is a matter of degree. You want something a little more delicate? We'll do the beheadings with an olive fork. That would be nice, and it would take a good goddamn long time. There's a lot of good things we could be doing. When's the last time we burned someone at the stake? It's been too long. Here's another form of capital punishment. Comes out of a nice, rich religious tradition. Burning people at the stake. Sponsor, Bridgeford Charcoal. And you put it on TV on Sunday mornings. The Sunday morning evangelicals send us an offering, praise Jesus, human bonfire. You don't think that would get big ratings in this sick fucking country? Shit, you'd have people skipping church to watch this stuff. And you take the money they send in the offerings and you use it to balance the budget. What about boiling people in oil? Boy, those were the days, weren't they? You get the oil going real good, you know, a nice high rolling boil, And then slowly, at the end of a rope, you lower the perpetrator head first into the boiling oil. Huh? You talk about fun shit. And just to encourage citizen participation, you let the mob in the stadium control the speed of the rope. Good, clean, wholesome family entertainment. The kids will love it. The kids will love it. And at the same time they're enjoying themselves, we're teaching them a nice Christian moral lesson. Boiling people in oil. Sponsor, Crisco. And maybe instead of boiling all these guys, every now and then you could French fry a couple of them, you know? French fried felons, dip a guy in egg batter just for a goof, you know? Kind of a tempura thing, huh? Jeffrey Dahmer never thought of this shit, did he? Jeffrey Dahmer, eat your heart out. Which is an interesting thought in and of itself. All right, enough nostalgia. What about some modern forms of capital punishment? How about we throw a guy off the World Trade Center and whoever he lands on wins the Publisher's Clearinghouse? Okay, something a little more sophisticated. You dip a guy in brown gravy and lock him in a small room with a Wolverine who's high on angel dust. There's one guy's not going to be fucking with too many kids at the bus stop for a while, huh? Here's something really nice you could do. You shoot a guy out of a high-speed catapult right into a brick wall. Trouble is, it would be over too quick. No good for TV, you know? You'd have to do a whole bunch of guys right in a row. Rapid-fire capital punishment. 15 catapults. While you're shooting off one, you're loading up the others. Of course, every now and then, you would have to stop to clean off the wall. Cleanliness, right next to godliness. All right, high tech. I sense some of yous are waiting for high tech. I got it. You take a small tactical nuclear weapon and stick it up a guy's ass. A thermonuclear suppository. Preparation H-bomb. You talk about fallout, huh? Whoa. Or you take the bomb and you stick it just inside that little hole on the end of a guy's dick, you know? Yeah, a bomb in a dick. When it goes off, the guy wouldn't know whether he was coming or going. Get out of here. I got you. Hey. Listen. We'll be right back.
are only seeing singing Hitlers.
Arthur Pickard.
Hello, Arthur. Tell us something about yourself.
I was the lead tenor of the Albuquerque Opera Company for the last two seasons. I just finished the road tour of Lilac Time, and last season I was up for the lead in the Broadway production of The Gypsy Lover.
What happened?
I didn't get it.
Well, Arthur, what are you going to sing for us?
I would like to sing A Wandering Minstrel Eye.
Very well.
Jason Green, please.
Well, Jason, and what have you been up to lately?
For the last 16 years, I have been touring with the USO.
Well, and what are you going to sing for us?
Have you ever heard the German band?
No.
It's the name of the song I am going to sing.
Oh.
You will play it? Haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Wort? Bisse bang, bisse boom, bisse bang, bang, boom, boom, bang. Oh, haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Wort? Bisse bang, bisse boom.
Thank you, bisse bing.
The Little Wooden Boy.
Beautiful dreamer,
you're sorry.
You're sorry.
The Lord.
Thank you.
Sheepark.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back, so you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is you're wrong, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
coffee?
I'll have a decaf espresso.
I'll have a double decaf cappuccino.
Do you have any decaffeinated coffee ice cream?
I'll have a half double decaffeinated half cap with a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon, please.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
Like the clock is about to strike midnight on this Cinderella story, turning average Joes into the proverbial pumpkin.
I sure do like pumpkins, Cotton.
You ain't gonna be able to hit them. They're too good and you suck something off.
Yes, sir, I sure do.
The only shot is for you to get angry.
Roger that. Okay.
All right, hands in. One, two, three, Joes! You've gotta get angry. Get angry now!
Gordon Pym alone facing five cougars. It's all over but the crying. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye.
Dodgeball!
And let the dodgeball slaughter begin. Good deflection there. Hang on, and another one. Three balls at once, who knew? Now it's four on one. Pym is not going down without a fight.
That's it!
You're kidding me!
He's calling him out.
Now it's two on one. Who would have thought of it?
Go, you crazy son of a bitch! Go!
He's on the warpath!
Yeah! Oh, my God, incredible! It's one on one. I can't believe it.
It's just not believable, Cotton.
thoroughly wonderful show from the world-famous Dancing Poodles. Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. They're coming. Hold on, they're coming. They're thoroughly all right and decent fellows with their hit single, In Bloom. Here they are, Nirvana.
my friends, and to fans of a certain team known as the New York Knicks. Now, to fans of a certain team known as the New York Knicks, we're back. King Jordan has returned, New York. Go cry in your crack pipes. As you know, I'm Bob Swirsky. With me once again are the super fans, Todd O'Connor.
Dabbles.
Carl Walarski.
Dabbles.
And, of course, Pat Arnold.
Dabbles.
Very good, Pat.
Very nice.
As our fans know, we've been off the air since the day Michael Jordan retired from hoops.
No reason to go on.
No, there wasn't. But, Pat, some of our viewers may have noticed that you've put on a little weight since that last show.
Yes, I have, Bob. But when a Michael Jordan is taken away, sometimes all a man has to turn to are his cheese fries.
Well put. Amen.
Amen.
As for myself, I have been asleep. Since MJ retired, like a bear, I hibernated in the cave that is my rec room.
Haven't missed much, my friend.
For example?
Baseball went on strike. There was no World Series.
Would have been the Cubs here.
Yes.
The Cubs. Yeah. What else?
O.J. Simpson killed a couple of people.
Well, no surprise there. Technically, you know, since he played in Buffalo, he'd be a New Yorker, right?
Yeah, technically.
Okay, what else happened?
Oh, you know that Saturday Night Live show? It got way worse. Oh, yeah. It's just sad. They got that fat guy screaming all the time. Come on, pull the plug on that freaking thing, huh?
Dead. They ought to move it to Chicago.
They ain't that smart.
No, no, no. Well, let's talk about happier things, gentlemen. Tuesday night, Michael and company head for New York. Any predictions?
I think they match up well defensively against the Knicks. Bulls, 307. New York, 1.
Bulls. All right. Now, with all the excitement about Michael's return, a lot of the Bulls merchandise is flying off the racks. And here to show us some of his hot new items for your kids is today's special guest, our good pal and Todd's cousin, Irwin Mainway.
Where is she? There's a man.
Hey, Irwin. How you doing? Hey. How you doing, Bob?
Real good. Doing real good. Irwin, you've been in the business now 25 years. You've been selling toys. You ever see this much excitement?
Nah, not since Todd here kissed a girl. All right, that's enough of that, huh? We have fun, huh? But for real. This town's just gone ape dirt over the Bulls, huh?
The Bulls. Right.
The Bulls, yeah, that's terrific. You know, the whole Michael thing, yeah, it happened pretty fast. You know, we didn't have a lot of time at Mainway Toys to come up with a lot of great merchandise, but I think we got some really, really good stuff for the kids. I mean, really outstanding. I'm very happy.
All right, I know your company's been criticized in the past for, you know, some unsafe or shoddy toys, you know?
No. I never heard about that.
All right, let's look at this stuff. First of all, we got the number 45 home tattoo kit.
Yeah, okay, here we go. As you know, MJ changed his number to 45 from whatnot. So naturally, the kids everywhere are going to want to have a tattoo with a new number. So you get your tattoo needles right there. And it comes with two inks, red and black, plus a little 45. It's a little sign that it reminds you, no extra charge. It's
now, a kid won't hurt himself with the needles?
Are you kidding me? A kid's never played with needles before? Keep crying out loud. You know, kids, their middle name is Needles, for crying out loud, right?
I don't know there, Irwin. I don't know.
I mean, look, any kid who can't handle this is, you know, he's not going to be like Mike. I tell you that right now. Better they find out early, right? Save a lot of heartache, right, Todder?
You know it, guys.
It's $99.95.
All right, let's look at this next one here. I don't quite get this one. This is Rocket Shoes.
Yeah, what's not to get? I mean, come on. And all these kids, they want to, like, you know, fly like Mike, right? They want to fly like Mike. So they love him when he jumps and whatnot. He jumps, right? So now these babies here, you know, they work like, you know, kind of a thing, you know. That's, you know, I just kind of light up the rocket, I don't know. I'll break it open, light the rocket, light it up, and you shoot to the moon. Hey, I'm Michael. I'm on the moon. Huh? Everybody looks like ants from up here, right?
Yeah, but everyone knows it's just road flares you're using there.
Hey, come on. Use your imagination. Come on. You light the shoe in your dream. Hey, I'm Jordan. I'm flying around. Imagination, right?
All right.
That's 100 bucks, even.
We got one more. Be a Jordan head? What's this?
Oh, this is good. This is good. I like the team came up with this. It's, okay, all the kids now that Mike's back, right? Mike, right? All they want is a no-hair look. But you don't want to go to a barber, because those guys are nuts. I mean, enough said, huh? So you give yourself a Jordan head. Right? I mean, it's more fun, the comfort of your own home. Take the blade, shave it around your head, bingo, you're Jordan.
I don't know, Erwin. This one seems kind of dangerous.
Sure, dangerous. Of course, a little dangerous. I got that covered. I'll back of the toy right here. See, there's a warning label. See that? It says, warning. You be careful with that.
That just ain't right.
$300.
Dad, are you okay with your cousin's stuff here?
Of course she is. His daughter, right? Of course.
Dad, what do you say?
Huh? Well, I think that, just having a heart attack. I'll be with you in a minute.
Hey, cop out.
Yeah, sure. Have a heart attack.
Yeah, good timing, Todd.
Okay, you guys got me.
Hey, what's this now?
Hey, guys, I'm Brian Dennehy. I've been asked to come in here and help set the record for most fat guys in a single sketch.
Griffin, I have Larry Levy on the line.
Larry, how'd the screening go? How's my new ending?
Fantastic, fantastic work like gangbusters. That's why you get the big bucks, Griff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop kissing my ass, Larry. What do you want? Can't this wait?
I don't think it should. This is hot. I got a writer in here who's got a pitch I think you ought to hear. I think it's something we should go for. It's a great idea.
Yeah, who's the writer?
I'll put him on the speaker. Hold on a minute.
Hiya, Griff. Remember me? I'm the asshole who used to be in the postcard business.
You?
Yeah, that's right. The king of suspense himself. You remember me?
I haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, I've been busy. I've been writing a script. I got inspired.
Okay, tell him the pitch. You love this, Griffin. It's great.
All right, it's a Hollywood story, Griff. A real thriller. It's about a shitbag producer, studio exec who murders a writer he thinks is harassing him. Problem is, he kills the wrong writer. Now he's got to deal with blackmail as well as the cops. But here's the switch. Son of a bitch, he gets away with it.
Larry, get off the speaker. I want to talk to him privately.
Sure thing. This is a winner, Griffin. It's a winner.
Gets away with it?
Absolutely. It's a Hollywood ending, Griff. He marries the dead writer's girl, and they live happily ever after.
Can you guarantee that ending?
If the price is right, you got it.
If you can guarantee me that ending, you got a deal.
I guarantee it, Griffin.
What do you call this thing, anyway?
The player.
The player. I like that.
What took you so long?
Traffic was a bitch.
But you were got to love for me too. If you wanna be loved, baby, you got to love for me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sorry love affair. If you wanna be kissed, well, you were got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be kissed, well, you were got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sorry love affair. Well, a fair exchange depends on no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Take it, well, no, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, the fair exchange, there's no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me, too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, baby, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.